This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
High fly ball. Motley going back to the track. No outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series, and they converge on the mound and hold an impromptu celebration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You remember that day like it was yesterday?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the game was over after the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I could just sense that everybody, not only in the ballpark, but all over town, were ready to party.
Yeah.
And I started counting it down. The game was over. And let's just count it down, and then let's party.
People forget there was a game 7 of that series, Denny. They always want to blame Don Denkinger for the call. I go, hey, you had game 7, and Joaquin Andujar punched a fan, the appliance, not a person, and Jack Clark missed fly balls, and it was 11-0. Like, they were just cooked going back to game 7. I mean.
Yeah, it was over when safe at first.
Yep.
That was it. Yeah. Royals won the World Series game 6.
Mm-hmm.
We're now joined by Gene Watson. Gene, we asked everybody else so far that's joined the show, what does Denny Matthews mean to Gene Watson?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you this. And, Denny, congratulations, my friend.
Thanks, Gene.
So happy for you. Happy for you. And, you know, I was in Kansas City for 14 years and left and went to the Angels, came back for 2 and left, and now I'm with the White Sox. And you know, still today, falling asleep at night, I'll listen to him on the radio. And the thing that's most interesting about Denny to me is, like, when you leave the organization and people talk to you about the Kansas City Royals, you know, I get asked as much about Denny Matthews as I do George Brett. And you are an icon, legend, and so happy for you. And I'm so grateful that we were able to work together and have a couple of champagne moments together in one parade. So you mean the world to me, and I give you a little piece of marital advice. The two most important words that you can learn are yes, dear.
You of all people giving marital advice?
Yeah, 36 years, 2 words, yes, dear. And if you do that, everything's going to be fine.
That's good. Well, you've always been able to evaluate very well, and I just remember some great conversations that we had, and you taught me quite a bit about evaluating players and what to look for and how they reacted to certain situations. And I'll tell you what, you were a great crutch for me, and you taught me quite a bit, and I do appreciate that.
Appreciate you, Denny. Congratulations, and you guys have a wonderful wedding and a wonderful life together.
Yes, dear.
Thank you.
Yes, dear. Thanks, Gene.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, Gene's the best. He's a huge fan. That's who we're going to see him this weekend down in Texas. So
Gene just got a new fan.
An actual fan, not the fan.
The yes, dear is right, though. Happy life, happy wife. I'm sure you figured that out all along, right?
Well,
yes,
I haven't figured it out yet, but I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't applied it. Let's put it that way.
The quicker you can do that, the better off you're going to be, right?
Yeah, that's good.
I don't really want to do that, but you know what? She does, so what the hell? Let's just do it. Make it easier, you know?
I should have brought a notebook and started taking notes, all these good advice I've been getting.
We'll send you the podcast back. You just replay it on your
perfect.
Ride
that's
to Chicago.
A great idea. Yeah,
ride to Chicago and talk about it.
Duly noted. Yes, dear.
No, I love the fact that you're taking the train to Chicago and you're going to call the game. And in the break, we were talking about some of your favorite stadiums and what not to go to. Colorado's up there on the list, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Colorado. Minnesota's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk about the facilities, obviously, and the broadcast booth and the view. Those are the important things. And there's a couple, and it's a beautiful ballpark. I love the ballpark. Pittsburgh is a gorgeous setting, and the bridges, and you see the downtown. And but you're so high, it takes you out of your normal perspective. And if a fly ball could be a pop-up on the infield, and it looks like it's headed for the right center field, but no, it's just right behind second base.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take 2 or 3 innings just to get used to the perspective and what the ball off the bat's going to do. And it takes a little bit. It's disconcerting, I'll put it that way.
Is there a stadium that's been around, that's no longer around, that you wish you would have done a game in or anything like that? Or did you, like, you've hit all the most important ballparks in baseball history, from the ones that have been torn down to, you know, the ones that are still standing, like Wrigley and Fenway?
When I was growing up, we would go to St. Louis, so I saw the original Sportsman's Park, which then became Busch Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Busch Stadium 1, then they moved to the Round Ballpark, and now they're in their third one. Chicago, Comiskey Park, when I was very young, my grandmother took me there, so I remember Comiskey. Then we worked in Comiskey Park, and it was interesting. Bill Veeck was the owner, and that was a worth a lot of stories. And Fred White and I used to talk about Bill Beck, and Beck would come in once in a while, sit down and chat with us, and what an interesting guy he was. So, yeah, I got to see the old ballparks. Didn't get to see Crosley Field, Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. They had a little hill in left field, a terrace, they called it. And there were many others that I didn't get to see, but I got to see some of the older ones.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I love the old ballparks. Like, we were in Detroit for our baseball trip this year, and there was this bar, and I forget the name of the bar now. I don't know why I'm blanking on it, but it's right next to where Old Tiger Stadium was.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, you can just walk in and walk around. They turn it into a kid's baseball field, but they still have the flagpole in center field. And I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever.
Hitters, especially left-handed hitters, loved Tiger Stadium, because it was totally enclosed, and when they made good contact, the crack of the bat was, your ears would ring, and they had that little overhang in right field, and I remember our left-handed hitters just loved going into Old Tiger Stadium. It was a great hitter's ballpark.
We've got one more guy to join the show, and then we're going to open up the fans to you. Denny, we appreciate you and Amy being here today as we celebrate you guys getting married this year. So we will be right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Along on a Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan. In case you have been under a rock, we've got the legend himself and his better half, Denny Matthews and Amy, in here. I saw that look, Denny. Take it easy. Take it easy.
I like the fact that they're holding hands, too. I think it's so sweet.
Well, take notes and do that with Jen on the flight today.
I am. I mean, well, I mean, if she sits
like,
next to
me. She takes her shoes off. You're like, get back.
Get in the back. Got your middle seat.
Watch and learn, boys.
100%, yeah, man. No, I always do. I'm an open book with that kind of stuff. And I see you guys sitting over there just kind of holding hands. I'm like, how sweet is that? Man, wait till you get married. That'll stop.
Steve Stewart joins us now. Steve, I'm going to ask you what I've asked everybody else that's joined us. What does Denny Matthews mean to Steve Stewart?
Oh, hey, great to be with you guys. Congrats, Denny and Amy. And, well, he's meant a hell of a lot to me, that's for sure. Both on air and off air. I've learned more from him about baseball and other things probably than anybody I've ever worked with. So I owe him a great debt of gratitude. And I would say, Denny, you know this very well. I'm not sure anybody's mentioned this, but you know who would really be happy to hear this, among others, if he were with us today, and that would be David Glass.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And I learned a lot from him too, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you did. But every time I was around the two of you together, he would always turn to me and say, "We got to get this guy married." And because not only is the longest tenured broadcaster in Major League Baseball at this point in his illustrious career, he's also the longest tenured bachelor in baseball and at this point in his career. And Mr. Glass was obsessed. We got to get Denny married. We got to get him settled down. And you kept, you know, you were like, you know, you didn't have much to say. You just kind of handled it. But here you are, and I wish you were here to see all this. He'd be thrilled too. We all are thrilled.
Yeah, well, he was in some ways a father figure, and he wasn't that much older than I, but enough so he could say things to me, and I could say things to him too, and he wouldn't take umbrage with it. So, yeah, we had a great relationship, and he was a terrific guy. He was so easy to talk to. I mean, he could talk to anybody about anything at any time, and they would feel really comfortable. And he was obviously a very, very successful businessman, and he knew baseball in and out. He was a great Cardinal fan when he was growing up, and he used to tell me about making trips over to St. Louis maybe twice a summer and tell me about the players that he knew about that I didn't know or know about. But what a wonderful guy.
Steve,
you know,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you have a favorite all-time Denny Matthews moment?
You know, I just have so many because it's just been so much fun the whole time being with him. But I will say that just this past weekend, something came up that made me realize how lucky I am and how lucky we all are as Royals fans to have Denny doing not only what he's doing now, but what he's done since. And again, it's hard to, we unfortunately, when you get used to something, you know, human nature is you take it for granted when it's always there. And we kind of take Denny for granted because he's been on the air longer than many of those who are listening right now and most of our lives for most of us. Is, I mean, the other day, Bobby Witt Jr. on Sunday grounded into two double plays, which never happens, right? I mean, he's the fastest man and one of the fastest men in baseball, and, you know, and he's this great player. And but he just happened to win back-to-back at-bats. He grounds into double plays. He hits it just right to an infielder, hits it sharply, and boom, he's out. And then he proceeds to mention Lou Piniella, who, of course, played for the Royals more than 50 years ago, but, you know, obviously was an all-time Royal and Rookie of the Year and all that kind of thing. And he was telling a funny story about how Lou would react. And Denny, you can tell it now about, you know, Bobby handled it like a pro. You know, he just went out, played his position. He knew he'd get another chance. Denny, you can tell us now, Lou would not have handled back-to-back at bats grounding into double plays very well.
No, Bobby handled it with class. Lou would handle it like somebody stole his favorite dog. And and he would just go into a rage whenever something happened. If Lou had grounded into double plays, well, he might have killed himself. I mean, if somebody had a revolver in the dugout, we could have heard boom. And Lou's short career with the Royals would have ended. But, yeah, I could sit here and tell you Lou Piniella's stories from now until noon.
But the thing about it is, I mean, it's just one teeny tiny example. This guy is, he's lived the history of this franchise we all love from literally the beginning, like from before the first spring training game in March of 69. He's been there for all of it, and he remembers it all like it happened yesterday. And we're just so lucky, I mean, my goodness, to have somebody that knows everything that's ever happened with our favorite team and is, you know, still on very top of his game after all these years. So I'm very lucky. I'm incredibly lucky to work with him and learn from him. But we as Royals fans are just, you know, we should never take it for granted. Fortunately, he'll be doing this probably another 20 years, so it's not like he's going anywhere.
Right.
Want to bet?
But having said that, Amy may have a say in that, too. But.
No doubt.
Well, so are you trying to tell us something?
I speak no words right now. That's no.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yes, dear. Steve, we appreciate the time, man. Take care and have a good call this weekend.
Hey, guys. Anytime.
You bet. So I asked you off the air, and I thought it was a cool story. I asked you, what's your most memorable game? What's your favorite game you ever called? And you said?
First game ever as a major league announcer, yeah. Yeah, it's like a pitcher, first big league win, hitter, first big league hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And you were the first person to say Royals win, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. They won their first game in 1969.
Right. It was inning number 11, and Buddy Blattner, my partner, and I, as we do now, we just, every other inning, you just trade it off. Mm-hmm. And 11th inning, Royals won the game. So I was fortunate to be in that spot and be able to say the Royals win.
That's awesome. Lou Piniella, give me more information on him. Like, I want more Lou Piniella stories because I think baseball misses guys like Lou Piniella right now. You don't have those characters of the game anymore. You know?
Well, yeah, there wasn't a revolver.
Yeah, a lot of people remember Lou going off and temper tantrums as a manager, but his temper tantrums as a player were just hilarious. And a lot of times he'd get so frustrated, and then we had different uniforms. They had the uniforms early that had the buttons down the front. And then remember they had the pullover uniforms no buttons on them. And Lou grounded into a double A or struck out or something. He came back into the dugout, and with the buttons, he'd drew like that, and buttons would be flying. The guys would be ducking away from the flying buttons. And Lou came back, and he wanted to do that, but he forgot that there were no buttons, and he was ripping away at this jersey, and there were no buttons to tear and pop off. That made him even madder, and he started kicking stuff, and he broke his toe, which didn't go over very well with the manager or the trainers, but... No, it was a riot, and the guys would just sit in the dugout and wait for an explosion. And most of the time, they weren't surprised or disappointed because Lou would bring them one.
So those are Denny's stories. If you have a story or you want to tell Denny what he means to you, 913-586-7965. We will open the phone lines. Denny and Amy here as we celebrate them today as they will be getting married later on this year. How's it been? Is it getting more nerve-wracking for you, Amy? We haven't heard from you for a while, but how's life for you being the wife of the voice of Kansas City?
I can't imagine having a better life than I have with this man. And I figured I would be really stressed about the planning, and it's actually gone pretty smooth. I started right away, basically the day after he proposed, and I'm way ahead of the game, I think, and so things aren't so stressful, and it's actually been very enjoyable.
When he proposed, did he do it like in a play-by-play way?
it was at home. Every Friday night, when at home, they do fireworks after the game. Well, he tries to get out there out of the ballpark as soon as he can.
We used to place bets on would Denny beat the fireworks out of the ballpark.
So most times
you did. I want some good money on you.
He's usually on 4:35 before the first firework is in the air. So he gets home and he always goes right to the bedroom and changes his clothes. Well, he says, "Hey, Amy, go sit in the living room on the couch." And I said, "Why?" He's like, "Just sit. Go sit in the living room on the couch. I'll be in a moment." So that was odd. And so he comes walking in with a baseball glove. And I thought, well, you know, we play catch a lot. We've always done that. We love playing catch together. But it's 11 o'clock at night. So I'm thinking, well, are we going to play catch in the hallway or what's going on? So he starts walking toward me and he gets down on his knee and he opens up the ball glove, the baseball glove, and the ring is there.
Oh, nice.
And he proposed to me. And afterwards, he says, like only Denny would say, he says, "I decided to do it this way because I think that you are a great catch."
Oh man,
that's so sweet.
That's good.
I love it.
You could have done it on Christmas Eve. You could have done it at somebody else's
wedding.
No,
but he said he would never do it. He always told me if he were to ever do it, he would never do it during like a big holiday or a birthday, or it'd be a surprise. You know?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so you were not expecting it at all.
Not at that
had
moment.
Had you guys had the conversation of, "Hey, let's get married"?
Oh, many times. Trust me, 17 years a woman's going to be talking about it. I probably brought it up once a month for 17 years.
So it was like, are we going to do this or not? Am I getting any younger here, Denny?
It was mentioned once or twice, yes.
And so what made you decide that was the right time to do it? Like, what made you finally say, "All right, I'm ready to do this," after 17 years of dating? I mean,
Well, I figured I'd dodged it long enough and it was time. You feel it. You get feel right.
Yeah.
You feel it. Now's the time. Yeah.
Right.
So a lot of people don't know this, but I had a kind of a medical scare. And less than 2 years ago, I had a massive brain tumor, size of a baseball, no less. And so I had a 7.5-hour surgery. It was pretty scary for everyone. And I think that, the recovery was pretty long. I just feel like, you know, he was there. He took care of me. He was so wonderful. It really, we were already very close. We already had a great bond, but that just did something. I think that just solidified it for us that, you know what? What are we doing? We deserve this, you know? And he's my person and I'm his person. And we don't want to date anyone else. So, I mean, it's, you know, it was given, you know.
Yeah.
I think we always knew it would happen eventually.
What's a day like with you guys? Like when baseball's not going on, it's a Tuesday in February or whatever the case may be. What's a day in the life like of Denny and Amy?
Well, she's out watering plants in the yard, and I'm sitting in the TV room watching a game.
That's it. Perfect marriage.
It's an exciting couple, right?
I basically am in the yard every single day doing yard work, whether it's mowing or I do the mowing.
You do the mowing, all right.
Yes. I have done a bunch of landscaping and planting a lot of different plants, and that alone is a full-time job, taking care of things. And so
Amy's a very good athlete, and she was a very, very good softball player, and she mentioned we play catch once in a while, and I think all three of us, the guys in this room, are guilty of, well, she throws like a girl. You've heard that, right?
Right.
No, she does not throw like a girl. My youngest brother, when they were visiting 4 or 5 years ago, they were out yard playing catch. And Mike came back in. He said, I'm not playing catch with her anymore. He was burning her out. I mean, she has an arm. Don't play catch with her, okay? Yeah. But Art Stewart down in Arizona one year, we were in the batting cage after everybody had left. Art was still there running around in his little golf cart. And Amy was in the batting cage, and the automatic pitching machine was thrown, and she was whack, whack, whack with right-handed hitter. And Art came along in his little cart. He was on one of the backfields, and he pulls up in the little golf cart. And he said, oh, Denny, we got a pretty good-looking shortstop out on field four. And whack, and I think he's got a really good whack. And then all of a sudden, he's not talking to me. He's looking at her. He said, who is that? And so that's Amy. It's my girlfriend. Man, she got a good swing.
Don't you forget that.
We may want to sign her. You know?
That's great.
No, she's a good athlete.
We told the city and those who listen to share maybe their memories or their moments of you, and somebody reached out from the 913 and said, hey, Denny, I'm 14. I'm about 2 years ago. I started listening to the games on the radio before I'd go to bed. You quickly became someone I listen to every night. I've been to 3 games in the past 3 years, and every time I've looked for you before and after so I could get a picture, congrats on getting married. You mean the world to me, and Kansas City, congrats again.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's a 14-year-old, man, 14, like, yeah. Changing lives.
Well, I can remember laying in bed with a little radio listening to games at night. So what goes around comes around.
Yeah, same thing. That's really cool.
I think we're all guilty of that.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, we all did that.
My full circle was I listened to, I think it was like 94 FM or some country station. It was Shotgun Jackson was the DJ.
Yes.
Now he's right down the hallway. Mm-hmm. And I haven't told him that story yet, but I had the old school brown radio with the, you know, the space bar snooze button. And I'd listen to the top 8 at 8 every night until I fell asleep. And it'd be Shotgun Jackson every single night on the radio. And it's just weird how that kind of just sinks into your mind.
I told you earlier, it's nice growing up where I grew up because I was right in the middle of Cardinals and Cubs, and I could get a lot of different stations and listen to different broadcasters. And I'd listen to Harry Carey and Jack Buck and then Jack Brickhouse in Chicago and Vince Lloyd. And I didn't know it at the time because I wasn't interested in broadcasting, but I was getting a great lesson in baseball broadcasting from a lot of different guys. It was like having a college education mm-hmm. without paying tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my background. Mm-hmm. And so I was interested in playing and did on a high college level. And that was as high as I went. Ryan and I accomplished the same thing. He went to Minnesota, Big Ten. And so we had that in our background. But you don't think about broadcasting when you're 14 years old, I don't think. Maybe mm-hmm. some people do. I don't know. I didn't.
Well, I did. Like, when I was growing up, by 8, I knew I wasn't going to be an athlete, right? And I was like, I kind of want to be John Madden for the rest of my life. That seems fun. So, yeah, that would, like, I'm weird that way, right? As George said, weird for you. That's weird for me. Like, an 8-year-old as idol as John Madden, like, that shouldn't be the case. But I also knew at that point in time, you know, I'm not playing these sports, you know?
Well, you're better looking than John Madden.
Well, thank you. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
John, I mean, look, who played John Madden? Nick Cage?
Yeah, Nicholas Cage. Yes. I mean, yeah, that's right.
Denny, I got a text from a buddy of mine. He says, Denny Matthews is the epitome of the Royal spirit, a calm, steady voice through the turbulent years, the first part of my life, and a warm welcome when the Royals had success in 14 and 15. He's the reason I fell in love with the Royals baseball team. I'll never forget Denny's call when Justin Maxwell hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning of the Royals' final home game in 2013 season. I distinctly remember Denny being excited about where the Royals were, and little did he know that they'd go on to do the very next season, go to the World Series, and then the year after win the World Series. Denny is a Kansas City icon, and I hope he gets the statue he deserves someday. Congrats to the wedding.
That's nice, isn't it?
Very nice.
Yeah.
I remember that Maxwell hit.
Yeah, you want a statue. I want you to have a statue.
Oh, gee.
Hell yeah. I mean, I go to all these ballparks and they all have their broadcasters that are not there anymore, obviously, but we're not going that route. But they recognize their guys. You are a Cooperstown Hall of Famer. You deserve to have a statue at 119th and Nall when they build the new stadium.
Well, if I'm still broadcasting, I'll just walk down to the ballpark.
That's exactly
right.
That
close.
You're, exactly. For you, you could walk, never have to spend money on gas again. That's
exactly.
Great. I didn't think about that.
You could borrow Rusty's bike.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, you could always pedal around out there. Yeah.
Can you do your Harry Carey for us?
Not with this voice this morning.
Well, too many tacos and margaritas last night.
That's exactly right. Yeah. What kind of tacos? What kind of tacos did you have?
We didn't have tacos. I had a burrito.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Carne
I'm a
asada.
Big burrito fan.
Yeah. How do you build your burrito? Like, what's your main ingredients?
Well, the restaurant had all the proper ingredients. Chicken burrito.
Mm.
Yeah. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guacamole guy?
Nah, not so much.
Queso?
Salsa.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now we go to a Mexican restaurant at least once every 4 or 5 years.
Is that the primo food?
Once every 4 or 5 years.
How do you rank your foods? Like Mexican, Italian, Southern comfort? Like what's your top three?
Oh, barbecue, obviously, if you live here. Why, that's... I like Italian food, Mexican food once in a while. And
you like a good steak.
You bet. Steak.
Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Medium rare.
I'm a well-rounded eater.
Medium.
Yeah. Medium, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this interview up in the celebration today. We'll get Ned Yost to join us on the other side as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Celebrating Amy and Diddy on their wedding announcement and wedding that'll happen later on this year at the K. Couldn't think of a better fitting place than that.
How'd you guys decide on that location?
First date?
Yeah, no doubt. Before we get to that, I want to read this to you, Diddy. 27 here, and from about 9 to recently, I've been through a lot. And one of the few rocks I had to hold on to was Royals baseball, and Diddy became one of the few things I could rely on and cling to and escape the rest of the craziness in my life. And he's been a huge influence on me in getting here today. Safe to say, I'm not alone in that. Love you, Denny, and congrats to you and Amy on this announcement.
That's very nice. Well, we appreciate that, and thank you very much.
Ned, you're on the show. I've asked everybody so far, what does Denny Matthews mean to Ned Yost?
Well, Denny, for me, was, you know, a pleasure to be around. You know, it was early when we got there. I didn't really know Denny from Adam, but then I kind of got to figure out how great of a guy he was, number one. But it's more, I think, that what he means to me is the exact same thing that he means to Kansas City. It's a comforting voice through thick and thin, I think, no matter what happens during the baseball season. It's an educated voice. It's an experienced voice. And, he was just somebody that's very special to be around. And, you know, this is a great thing. Denny's getting married. Him and Amy have been together for a while. And now to, you know, tie the knot in matrimonial bliss is a special thing.
were you as shocked as all of us when you heard Denny's getting married?
Well, I heard it early. But when I was there, I think, for either the reunion or something, Jeff Montgomery had told me that this was going to happen. And that's the first time I heard about it. And I don't think Denny had broken the news to anybody. I think Amy told Monty that this was the deal. So, and I'm like, oh man, this is cool. So I got a little forehand knowledge before it all really came out.
So Ned, Gene Watson joined us earlier. He said his one advice is to say, yes, dear. Do you have any advice for Denny in marriage?
My advice is just, Denny, do what you think's right and she'll always get over it.
Ned, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us, Steve. We appreciate
that. That was fantastic,
hey,
Ned.
Hey, as usual, Ned just nailed it. And I'll tell you what, I didn't know Ned when he joined the Royals. But then on Sunday afternoon or Sunday mornings, the only time that Ned and I did anything on the air we did our little 5, 6, 7 minute chat on Sunday morning. And that's when we really got to know each other, and it really was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And Ned was perfect for the role that he was in as Royals manager, because he was stern, he was fair, and the players absolutely respected him because Ned would tell the truth. And if somebody messed up, he would very calmly, maybe the next day or maybe 2 days later, bring him into the office and they'd just talk very calmly. And the player would have a lesson learned and away he'd go, and he would never do what he did again. And Ned was so good at that. He just had the perfect temperament. He was a great baseball guy because he knew the strategy. He just had it. He just was an excellent, excellent manager. And hey, look at the record.
Right. Somebody asked on the text line if you'll be their grandpa. That's just what they said. Will you ask Denny if he wants to be my grandpa?
Well, I don't know about that one.
We have another text from the 660. I'm just laying here with my 5-month-old daughter. We're fighting her sleep, listening to even the sound of Denny's voice is soothing to her. So you're affecting generations beyond what you could even imagine. So,
well, yeah, you don't think about things like that. And right. People say things, and yeah, it puts it in perspective.
It does, yeah. No, it was good to hear, obviously, from Ned with the advice, and a fun way to kind of wrap this thing up that, you know, we've had for the last hour and a half.
Whatever you do,
and
she'll get over it.
Whatever you do, she'll get over it is fantastic advice. And he's not wrong about that. If she loves you, you can make your mistakes, and you know she'll get over it, and she'll figure it out, right?
Well, and vice versa.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a two-way
gotta
street.
Work two ways. Yeah.
Who is more set in their ways, though, Amy, you or him? It's got to be Denny, right?
I think it's me.
Oh, really?
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
I do.
Wow.
He's always the same laid back. He never raises his voice. He's very calm all the time. I'm a firecracker sometimes.
You got a lot of Lupinella in you.
I do. I haven't broken my toe yet, but yeah, definitely.
Well, opposites attract then. There you go. You know, you got the cool, calm, collected Denny in the name.
Just watch how she rips the buttons off.
But thankfully, we have so much in common and love, you know, the same things in life. And it's a very smooth relationship. Very easy. Easiest thing I've ever done.
What are you guys doing for a honeymoon? Have you decided that yet?
Yes, we're planning on just going to Sanibel Island in Florida.
Great place. If there's still a place there, try the Mucky Duck.
Mucky Duck. See, the Royals used to have their spring training down there, Fort Myers Beach area. And yes. So
right across from Sanibel. Yeah, you can see Sanibel Island from Fort Myers Beach.
And he would like to see how things have changed over the years since he's been there last. And he's always told me he wanted to take me there, but never dreamed it would be on our honeymoon.
Well, why wouldn't you have gone before? I mean, you have the off season, right?
Well, Denny Matthews doesn't like to get on an airplane if he doesn't have to. So.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
How many times have you flown not with the Royals, like commercially?
Don't know. I mean, that's the problem, is everything is so well done when you are with a baseball team.
Yep.
Everything is right in front of you. It's a charter. You don't even go through the airport. You just the bus to the tarmac, get on the airplane, away you go, hotel, walk in the lobby, table with envelopes, your room number on it, your name, pick it up, go to your room. Half hour later, your luggage comes to the room. I mean, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And it's not that way normally. That's not the normal chain of events. And it's so you get spoiled, is what
this
I'm saying.
This poor guy is lost flying commercial.
I'm with you.
I have to be there with him because, you know, with technology and all.
Does Denny have a smartphone?
He does.
Okay, good.
He does.
But I'm not smart.
Yeah, right.
That's the problem.
I get to teach him things on it, you know, from time to time. So.
Yeah, when the phone is smarter than you, then you got a problem.
Well, right? And then they're dumber than all of us, though, actually. I hate the phone. It's the worst invention ever. Somebody said, if you take one thing away from society, the phone. Think about it. I mean, how much better our lives would be without those darn things,
how'd we ever get along?
I don't know. I don't know how it happened. Who's your best man? People have asked that on the text line today.
Well, I got three younger brothers, and I'd have to say, hate to say one of them was the best, so we got all three of them. And
yeah,
there's no best man.
We decided to not have a maid of honor and best man, so we're just having the three bridesmen and three groomsmen.
Yeah. Who are you really three sisters, too?
No, two of my closest friends and one lovely lady who was a huge factor in my rehab after my brain surgery. She helped me a lot, and so she meant so much to me that I asked her to be there with me.
That's awesome.
If you guys need a ring bearer, I still have my glove from Little League. I can come down the aisle.
I thought you were going to be the flower girl.
Could do either one.
Do either one.
Either one.
Or both. For it. Yeah. How about both?
I could do both if you wanted to. No, we really appreciate this, man. I to wrap up our interview here in this day with you, I just think that it's crazy, man, how like a voice can change people's perspective of even a baseball team. I know there's been athletes in this town from Beltran to Sweeney to Hosmer to Moose to all these things. And one thing that stays true is your voice and your passion for this team. And I know a lot of techs have said that the soothing, the calmness, the relaxing. And what I always listen for is just like the smart ass remarks that will come out of your mouth whenever there's something that's funny. And I've told Ryan this story 100 times, and I still think the funniest thing I've ever heard, I told you this at the event with Dayton, had us at Top Golf, which is one of the best things in the world, which was there was a guy on the TV screen, no shirt on, completely sunburnt. And I remember Ryan said something along the lines of like, man, that guy realizes he's got a sunburn going on. He probably ought to put a shirt on. And I remember you just looked right at him like, well, Ryan, go down there and say it. He just said, no, thanks. I mean, just a jacked up, juiced out dude. It's just like, to me, that's like those little snidbits, because I've listened to so much that it's just, it's crazy like that. But I mean, man, you are a legend in this town. You've been in my life for 37 years. I'll be 38 in August. And ever since I can remember, it was your voice in the Royals. It's always been one and one. So well, I appreciate you.
That's awfully nice. I appreciate
that. Ned Yost is back on the line. Oh, he called back in. He must have something else to add.
Which one is he?
I think it's line one.
The sixth line one?
Yeah. Oh,
Ned, go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, did you guys cut me off?
I think it was the wind that knocked the phone out.
I don't know. I just died. I was giving Denny my marital wisdom, and the phone just died. And my wife's nowhere near.
So give him that marital wisdom, Ned.
Yeah. But 48 years of marriage, it's worked out great. But I know, Denny, that you got so much going on. You guys are going to have a tremendous life. We're just so happy for you and for Amy. But you know, it's interesting to see all this. Now you're going to enjoy life even better. So, I just wanted to call and say congratulations. And I panicked when the phone died because I'm like, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to Denny. So,
yeah, I wonder where you went. And then the guy, we just started talking, and they, well, maybe Ned hung up on us. But that wouldn't be like you to do that. So
it just all of a sudden died, and I'm like, oh, man. And
no, it's my fault. Bob just fired me.
You might have missed, Ned, all the nice things I said about you as manager, about the way you handled things and how you handled the players. And you were stern, you were tough, you were fair. And you just had a way about you, and the players totally respected you, and everybody around you respected you. And I mentioned that it was really fun getting to know you, and we did our Sunday morning little interview, and that was always fun. We always had some laughs, and it was just a great relationship, and it's always fun when you get back in town.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too, Denny. It was some of the funnest times of my life, and to be able to experience it and enjoy it with the group of people that we had there with you and Hud and Ryan and all the media crew, it was a tremendously fun time. So hopefully we can have a better second half, get things going a little bit here, and get back in the playoffs and enjoy that playoff atmosphere together.
Oh, that'd be great. And whenever you get back in town, it's always great to see you.
It's great to see you too, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ned.
Okay, guys.
Am I okay to hang up now, Ned?
I'm sorry?
Am I okay to let it go now, or do you want me to leave you on?
No, I'm good.
Sorry about that.
Hang up on him, Ned. Hang up on him. That'll get you even.
All right. Dusty Likens, everybody.
There you go. Ned Yost. Denny Matthews, Amy, Mac, Bob. Hey, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their month, their week, their year. It's simply cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
To care, Kansas City. Stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew, 10-2.
Thought he was done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.